Flash FM, hello.
No.
Yes.
Flash FM.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeze.
I'm going to have to get me that too.
No, but say, Muvandi.
That was Vestin Dusabe talking to one of her listeners in Kinyarwanda. Hello and welcome to African Media. I'm Zinat Hansrod. My guest today is Vestin Dusabe from Rwanda's capital, Kigali. She is the host of a very popular late-night radio show called Zirara Zubakwa on Flash FM. Zirara Zubakwa has received the Rwanda Broadcasters Excellence Award every year now since it was launched in 2010. It is a live program that airs on weekdays and runs roughly for 2 hours. Vestin, what does Zirara Zubakwa mean?
Zirara Zubakwa means helping marriage couples or building a couple.
And it is in Kenya, Rwanda.
Yeah.
One of the official languages in Rwanda. What prompted you to start a program on the radio to talk about sexual issues?
It's when I was coming from Spain, that was 2009. I started seeing many different couples got divorced or sleeping in separate rooms because of lack of knowledge of sex, because of bad communication among the couples and all that.
Is Zirara Zubakwa essentially about sexual education?
It's not only sexual education. We talk about marriage problems, we talk about marriage conflict, we talk about hygiene among the couples, we talk about how a woman is supposed to treat her husband, and we talk also about sex as well. So every day we have different topics. Well, we talk about different problems which couples are facing today.
Is it because this is a big concern in Rwanda?
Yes, there are so many couples which are unhappy because you find some couples are getting married because of the money, some are getting married because of the family. Like my family, that's an example. Like my family wants me to get married to some guy because they have money. And some people are getting married because they don't have anywhere to go, or some woman, they're desperate, they've been spending so many years at home without getting married. So finally, when she gets someone, she'll do everything possible to get married. And some people that get married because they just want to wear a white dress just for the wedding. But, yeah, so that's it.
Zirara Zubakwa gets lots of calls from listeners, something like 50 to 70 calls every night and hundreds of SMS. Vestin, who are your listeners?
Yeah, the listeners are both young people and old people.
And male and female both?
Yes, male and female both.
And what language is most used on the show?
We use Kinyarwanda.
On the radio and with groups throughout the country, you talk about the art of gukuna, a sexual practice in Rwanda. Vestin, can you tell us what this is?
Oh, okay. We don't talk about gukuna every day. We talk about like twice or three times a month. Gukuna, it's when a girl pulls the lip of her vagina. You put every day in the morning and at night, twice a day. And within 2 months, you find that lip you have been pulling, it's getting long. The reason why most of the girls in Rwanda, they like to do that is for their happiness when they are making love. It's like when a man touches that lip, that part of the body which a woman or a girl pulled, the woman feels nice and the man enjoys it too.
And it enhances female ejaculation.
Yeah, of course, yes.
And what is kunyara?
Okay, kunyara is a liquid which comes out of a woman's body when she's enjoying the sex.
When she has an orgasm?
No, there is a difference between kunyara, that liquid, and organism. I believe kunyara is when the woman, she enjoys more, and that pressure takes her to the organism. Because some women get that water before the organism.
Was gukuna a practice that was lost in Rwanda until you started talking about it?
Gukuna was the culture which was started it long time ago.
How long?
I grew up finding people still doing that. I think it's been more than 100 years. Today, you find many people, they don't do it. They're not interested in doing it. Only when your husband complains and says, hey, you have to do gukuna, I want a woman who did that.
Is gukuna now a common practice in Rwanda?
No, it used to be common a long time ago, but not today. We talk about it because we don't want our culture to disappear. It's good because, for example, my two daughters, I did for them when they were 10 years. I did gukuna for them just to prepare them when they will get married. So we don't want that culture to disappear.
Because Zirara Zubakwa, your program is aired late, after 9:30 and sometimes until midnight or 2 p.m., depending on the days, the listeners and yourself have frank and open discussions. But do you still have to be careful about the language you use in order not to shock people?
Of course, I have to be careful because there are times we started when we think the kids, they're still at work. So there are some words which I'm not supposed to use.
Like what?
Like how people make sex. Like penetration, like penis, vagina. I don't talk about that on the show, but when it's Friday night, Friday midnight, we have an open sex show because we find out that there is a lack of knowledge about sex among Rwandese people. Unfortunately, you find that like they don't know how to do sex at all. When men comes like from bar, from work, and without talking or romancing with his wife, he just wants to penetrate and start making sex. So that's, we call it a lack of knowledge because we tell the men that you're not supposed to just come and enter like opening a door and go inside. You have first to knock. That's an example I was giving. You have first to knock. When they say come in, then you can go in. That's when Friday midnight we teach a man where to touch, to a woman, how to touch, until the woman feels something, until the woman feels like she wants to have sex. So that's a show which started on a Friday night, midnight, till the morning.
Are there objections to what you do, to your program, for example?
No, but we don't face that challenge these days, but we faced it a lot when we started the show 2010. That's when people used different words on us, like this woman, they are prostitutes because they're talking about sex and all that. It was very difficult for us, but on our days now, people, they really understand it. They understand the reason for the show. And now you find out men, they go home earlier so that they can spend time with their wife and their families.
The program has been on air for 7 years now. Do you find that sexuality is still a taboo or things have changed in Rwanda?
Things have been changing, but things started changing since 2013. Because that's when people really started understand more. Because like when we are teaching on Friday night about sex, we tell the men that you need to kiss your wife, you need to romance her, touch her breast, go down and all that. Like we are teaching theory, but then they can do practical. And after that good time they had, they call us live on air. They say, thank you so much, Vestine, what you taught us, you did it. I touched my wife, I romance her. It was wonderful. She even had an organism, or she even ejaculated. For so many years, we got married. We never enjoyed sex like we did it today. Thank you so much for the show. So we're receiving all those kind of calls and SMS from the listeners. And when you teach them to romance and caress and do all that, they do it while we're on air. It's like telling a student that write this, read like this, and then the student does that. So that's what happens to the listeners when we are live on air. What we tell them, what we teach them, it's what they do.
You travel across Rwanda to talk about sexual education. Where do you go?
Yes. We usually used to go to the village because we find out that people from the village, most of them, they have lack of knowledge. And unfortunately, not all of them who listen to the show because some, they don't have radio in their house. But I first announced it on radio, like, we've been this village, we've been this area. And then when we go there, we found a lot of people, like 5,000 people are gathering together waiting for us. There are times we even find 20,000 people are sitting down waiting for us. Those villagers, they are married, they are young, girls and boys. Of course, we have to chase the children because we don't want the children to know what we are talking there. But when they were giving the award, it's where they started, because they wanted someone who don't sit on studio only and teach, but they want people who go out and meet the Rwandese people and talk to them.
Do you think that there are still some misconceptions when it comes to sexuality?
Yes, I think so. Now, in our days, you find out that most of the youth, young boys and girls, they are involving themselves in sex without love. Those who just want to enjoy themselves and have sex anyhow they want. So on Wednesday night, we have a youth show. We call it Itzlazubakwa, but we talk about the problem which young boys and girls are facing today, HIV, diseases which they can get out of the unprotected sex, unwanted pregnancy. That's on Wednesday night.
In all the years you've been running Zirara Zubakwa, are there some recurrent questions?
Yes. There are some questions which they come most of the time. It's like, especially on cheating. Couples, they complain about cheating, like, my husband cheat on me. I catched him cheating on me. Now I want to divorce him. What can I do? Please give me an advice. My wife, I saw some SMS about love for someone else on her phone. So what can I do? Oh, my husband comes back late every night. He comes back in the morning every day drunk. What can I do? Those are the problems which comes most of the time.
Do you also travel outside Rwanda to continue your work on sexual education?
Yes, I do that.
Where do you go?
I first went to Brussels, to Belgium. I went to Kenya. I went to Uganda. I went to Congo.
DRC?
Yes, Congo, DRC, yes. I went to Angola as well because I also speak Portuguese. So I was invited by the organization.
NGO.
And I'm planning to go to Canada because there are so many Rwandese couples who are all over the world who have so many problems about their marriage. And those Rwandese, they do listen to the show using TuneIn. So they invite me to talk to them about marriage issues, sex issues and all that.
And in Kenya, Uganda, you meeting the Rwandese community or just meeting Kenyans?
Yes, Rwandese community and Kenyan as well.
Thank you, Vestine Dusabe. You're the host of Zirara Zubakwa on Radio Flash FM in Kigali.
Thank you so much to Zinat. In Kenya, Rwanda, you said, Urakoze cyane, Zinat. Imana igumugisha means God bless you.
Thank you, Vestine.
Thank you too.